Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live, and we are kicking off the third hour of the show. You can bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We've been focusing in here on the Liberty Fest that are happening here in New Hampshire in the next 10 days or so. It's happening at the Rogers Campground, very, very gorgeous location. If you've never been before, and Bonnie, your first time there was last year.
Right.
Was it pretty?
Yes, it's very pretty.
Yeah, I wish we could have stayed there for longer, unfortunately.
I took a bunch of pictures with coconut me laying in a field and just with the mountains in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister, like everyone that saw the pictures, was like, oh my God, where are you? It's so pretty.
Yeah, it really is. It's an amazing place. I mean, just the beauty of Rogers Campground alone is reason enough to go there. And then you add to that roughly 2,000 plus liberty-minded people all hanging out on the same campground together. Now, it hasn't gotten to that number yet. That's going to be later the week, probably next week, where the Porcupine Freedom Festival is going to be attracting many, many more people. There's people there now for ForkFest. That's going to be going on throughout the weekend. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about that event. You can also go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. And check that out there. I'm sure tickets, as I understand it, are still available for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You do not need tickets to attend ForkFest throughout the weekend, so be sure you drop in there whenever you can. If you're in the New England area, it's definitely worth the trip up to Rogers Campground to hang out with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. Now, some people are not so happy about this, Bonnie. In fact, the people who aren't happy right now are Democrats. They are some of the official Democrat types here in New Hampshire are very upset. The chairman of the Democratic Party has written a letter to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
The only reason he's given so far, and we haven't finished the letter, the only reason he's upset about RFK Jr. going to speak at ForkFest is because, well, Free Staters are extremists.
And also that they're going to impose a dystopian lifestyle on the people of the Granite State is what the chairman, whose name is Raymond Buckley,
and I guess that's what he secretly understands about the voting process, that it's not a representative. Yeah, it's not a representative democracy. There's no possibility that one man can represent like 3,000 others. It's not right. I think that the only valid reason for a Free Stater to join and become like a state rep or a senator in New Hampshire is to tear it down from the inside. So
right.
He is actually indicting himself and his cohorts for what they do.
That's a great point.
Like taking over and forcing something down the people who live in this area called New Hampshire's throat. But what the Free Staters, the good ones, are trying to do is put things in like, let's take the government's power away in this area and this area.
Well, according to him, he's just trying to promote the common good. That's what he
believes. Because he knows what's good for you.
Right. And that is the question is, well, according to whom? Whenever somebody says that it's for the good of the people, then you have to ask, according to whom? Who decides whether a move in direction A or B is right for the majority of the people? There's not one person who would possibly even know that. It's an individual question for each individual, and if force is involved, then it shouldn't happen, at least according to the libertarian philosophy, which is what he is objecting to here. He says in his letter, written to RFK Jr., who again is expected to speak on Thursday at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, to some of its own controversy within the libertarian community, which we've discussed in the past. But he says, quote, "We feel it is essential to underscore the fact that the Free State Project's dark dystopian philosophy," and he links to something here, so I've got the online version of the letter.
Isn't it the bear?
No, this one's different. He links to the article about, quote, "Mainstream church group alarmed after Free State Project IDs woke churches." So there was a list.
First of all, the Free State Project didn't do that.
Correct.
It one person acting on their own volition made a list of churches.
Correct.
And they pointed out to people which churches they had information on whether or not they were what this person considered woke. I think it's a little silly, but I also don't think that there was anything wrong that this person did or anything inherently violent. And the media just ran with this thing, the Free State Project, which they did repost about it on at least Instagram that I saw.
They posted it as in, oh, look, here's what one of our people did.
But,
and apparently it was an exhaustive list, and it covered all kinds of different things. I've not actually looked into it myself, but that's what Stephen Nass, who's a longtime Free Stater and Free Talk Live listener, he said this was actually a list that had all kinds of different information about
churches. Yeah, no, it wasn't only about who's woke. It was, like, all kinds of information, and one category was how or if they're woke or not, and he would put things... I don't even know if it was boy or girl. Honestly, I don't know who made this, but...
And this quote-unquote mainstream group that was complaining about it, I think somebody else pointed out that there's literally like four people that are in this particular group. It's like a group of a council of churches, and apparently not even everybody is a minister who's in the group. They're not even all from New Hampshire or something like that. I mean, it's just really blown out of proportion.
It was obviously violent, like a threat.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that they were making a list of churches to attack because they're woke or something. But honestly, if I was a Christian and I was moving here, like, I don't really care if they would have, like, a pride flag in the window, so maybe I'm not a good example, but if someone is a Christian and they're moving here, it's a good resource to put together.
Yep.
In fact, if somebody is a lesbian Christian and they're moving here and they want to know which church was inviting for them, that list also would help them. It didn't say anything like churches to avoid.
No, it didn't say
It just said that it was woke, and it would explain why. It would say, like, pride flag in the front window.
This is the kind of manipulation that these authoritarians have to engage in order to besmirch the Free State Project. They have to straight up lie, they have to misinform, and that is what this is all about. And that's what they're actually trying to do to Robert Kennedy Jr. here. They're trying to persuade him that this Free State Project is so dangerous, so, quote, dark and dystopian.
Dystopian.
That you shouldn't be anywhere near their camping festival next week.
It's like, what would be the worst thing that could happen for him appearing there? He would find out what they believe, and maybe if it was so bad, he might leave. But I don't know, it's just crazy how these people use bullying and lying to get their way, and it's so clear to me. I wish it was clear to everyone.
So he then says, and their actions have already had a significant and negative impact on New Hampshire, which is, again, a very, very large endorsement. Remember, this is the chairman of the Democratic Party of New Hampshire, and there's a story he links to from September of last year by the Boston Globe, a feature piece about the Free State Project entitled Free Staters Seek to Undo New Hampshire Government from Within.
Nice.
He goes on.
Wait, have we read that one?
Probably. Over the years, members of the Free State Project have campaigned to and taken direct measures towards significantly cutting funding for New Hampshire public schools. And then he links to the Croydon story where that actually did happen at a town meeting and then was subsequently undone by a bunch of statists, resulting in deep turmoil within individual communities and a sweeping statewide expansion of a school voucher scheme that is detrimental to our cherished public education system.
It is detrimental to it, and that's a good thing, because the public education system is a failed institution that doesn't actually educate children, and that's measurable and proven, and public schools do a lot better, and all it's doing is giving poor
private
people...
Private schools, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Private schools do a lot better, and all this voucher program is doing is giving poor kids the same opportunity that rich kids have to actually get an education.
Yeah, it essentially, as I understand it, gives a check to parents who fall below a certain income level, and those parents can then use that check to send their kids to a private school if that's what they want to do. Or they can homeschool. They can also do a homeschool curriculum with that, buy like the Ron Paul or the Tom Woods or whatever homeschool curriculums. There's some good libertarian curriculums out there from what I'm told. I've never seen them myself, but it's got Ron Paul's name on it. It's probably not terrible.
My mom just made up her homeschool curriculums that she taught me and my siblings, and also would print things out and stuff like that, and I was smarter than any other kid in my class when I got to third grade.
They also, he says, reject common sense gun control measures, advocating instead for absolute unrestricted access to firearms by anyone. This, in addition to pushing a concerted legislative effort toward having New Hampshire secede from the United States.
Nice.
Yeah, buddy, there we go. We made the secession movement, made this guy's letter. So again,
a concerted effort. Like, what other state has that? Maybe Texas.
Texas.
But only California. Texas and California and us.
And this is just, it's just proof here that one little bill filed by, what was it, seven to nine different state reps in 2022, one little bill about proposing the people of New Hampshire be able to vote on declaring independence from the United States, which didn't even come close to passing the state house. It just got blown away. I think it only had 13 people vote for it out of 400 state reps. It was like 360 to 13 or something like that. Obviously, some people weren't attending that day. This thing just keeps on getting wins for us. It just keeps on giving all these benefits to the liberty movement here. The NBC Boston documentaries we mentioned earlier tonight, nbcboston.com/freestate, they cited, the documentarians there cited that the secession bill was the linchpin. This was the thing that made them say, we ought to look at this.
Wow, something's going on. Yeah.
Yeah, we should see what's going on up there. Maybe we need to do a report on this. And then here's the Democrat chairman bringing it up again, which is why this needs to keep coming back. By the way, there was a New Hampshire exit banner that got flown over Bike Week today at Laconia. For listeners that don't know, Bike Week is the nation's oldest. You've heard of some of these bike events out there, like the one in Sturgis, South Dakota, or whatever. This one's older, as I understand it. Bike Week's been going on for a very, very long time, and it's a very well-attended event in Weirs Beach, which is on the lakes, in the lakes region, next to Laconia in New Hampshire. Very beautiful place.
It's really, really pretty.
And, yeah, so we had an aerial banner that was flown over the Weirs Beach area today in Laconia for a couple hours. And somebody got a really nice picture of it, so we'll share that probably later on tonight or whenever we get the chance. He goes on. He says, these stances are not only contrary to the values of the Democratic Party, but also, we believe, detrimental to the well-being of the people of New Hampshire. And by the way, he was talking earlier about gun rights, saying that Free Staters reject so-called common sense gun control measures. Well, so do most New Hampshire people. New Hampshire people do not stand for gun control. They are, by and large, well-armed as a population, and they understand what gun freedoms mean. They may not understand what freedoms mean on everything, but they get gun freedoms pretty well here in New Hampshire. So they are also against the Democratic Party's proposals. And
that's why we have the freest gun laws in the nation.
I believe that is a true statement. He goes on. He says, quote, Free Staters, unquote, have infiltrated and in many cases taken control of the New Hampshire Republican Party at all levels. Now, that's a pretty impressive statement, right? Like, that has not happened anywhere else. The Republican Party in any other state has not been infiltrated on, quote, all levels by libertarians. Libertarians barely have enough people to have their own party elsewhere. Here, not only do we have a Libertarian Party that is arguably the most principled Libertarian Party in the United States.
I don't think so.
But we also, I think so. I mean, they get some things wrong, but
I think they get enough wrong to where any old Libertarian Party is probably more principled.
Nah, I'll disagree with you on that one. But the Republicans...
You're just saying that because they agree with we should move to New Hampshire. Yeah, that's really important, but it doesn't make them more principled when they're also saying, like, drag queen story hour is irrational and repugnant and things like that.
Yeah, I think they lose the messaging on some of those things, but most of the things they post are actually really great. It's probably like 95%.
Trans ideology is trying to take over the universe.
Yeah, I don't know who it is that posts those things behind the scenes there, but like I said, it's probably less than 5% of the time. Anyway, going on here, he says Free Staters are nearly universally Republican primary voters, and they are highly... And I don't know how he determines that.
Yeah, it's a little confused.
There's no way to determine who the Free Staters are, number one. There are literally thousands of them who have migrated here.
There are some that have run as Democrats and some that allegedly are in the Democratic state House of Representatives right now.
He says they are highly unlikely to vote in the Democratic primary. I mean, maybe that's true. But if you are in New Hampshire, you are you can register as three different things. You can be a Democrat, a Republican, or what they call undeclared. And when you're an undeclared voter in New Hampshire, you can decide which primary that you want to vote in. And in fact, there may very well be a large number of Free Staters who are going to vote for RFK Jr. in the Democratic primary. Maybe they don't feel so excited about any of the Republican candidates this time around. Although, they probably haven't heard about Aaron Day, who's an actual Free Stater who's running as a Republican. But, you know, they want to take the Democratic ballot, they can. And I think why he's saying this is he's trying to persuade, remember, he's trying to persuade RFK Jr. to not speak at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So he's saying, they're not going to vote in your primary. You're just wasting your time talking to these people. Well, RFK Jr. obviously doesn't think he's wasting his time, because not only is he going to come speak at the Porcupine Freedom Festival next week, but he's actually responded to this, and we can share that.
I wish more, as far as like the normies walking around Porkfest, we're never going to get rid of them all. I wish more Democrats would just show up and be like, what's this all about?
Mm-hmm.
What's up with you guys? You really want to have a dystopian reality come to New Hampshire?
Well, that's the thing. They're afraid to have a conversation. This guy, apparently, this Buckley, the guy that wrote this letter, was invited to the Free State Project's other event, the Liberty Forum, that we actually attended this year, Bonnie. And we actually were there last year as well. But that's the hotel convention the Free State Project puts on every year during the wintertime. And apparently, this guy was invited to a panel along with other, like, Free State hater types. They were invited to a panel that they would get to run, that they would get to do the presentation on. And he was, apparently had said he was going to go.
Yeah, he had all these demands, like, I'm not going to take questions or whatever. And Dennis Pratt was like, okay, that's fine. Well, was it Dennis or whoever was running
it? I think it was Dennis, yeah.
Was like, okay, that's fine. Yeah, just come to the thing. And then they ended up, like you said, back.
Canceled, yeah. Free Staters with a View.
I mean, I'm sorry, but if that's how hard you can't defend your position, I feel sorry for you. You're controlled by some force other than yourself. You can't possibly have the feeling deep within that the things that come out of your mouth are true if you can't even defend them. You're terrified to defend. That's like the people that say they don't want to email us. Like, hey, I disagree with this Bonnie said, but I'm not going to call in because I'm afraid that you guys are going to gang up on me. Well, maybe if you have really good points, no one's going to gang up on you. If you're wrong, you're just wrong. Everybody thinks, like, my opinion is just as valid as anyone else's. Your opinion can actually be a false fact and not a fact. It can be wrong.
Your opinion might be indefensible. He says also, Free Staters view with hostility our candidates, elected officials, values, and our party as a whole. Which isn't necessarily true, because some Free Staters are in the Democratic Party. And I suspect that more Free Staters are going to join the Democratic Party, because if they can successfully do what he says and take control and infiltrate the Republican Party at all levels, that's what he said, then good luck to the Democrats to prevent that from happening. I know they're trying. They are paranoid as hell about new members right now, from what I understand. And not just right now, in the past as well. They were vetting people that were coming in more than a decade ago here in Keene. They were trying to keep Free Staters out of their public, supposedly public meetings that they're supposed to allow anyone to attend if they're a registered Democrat. So look out for more of that in the future. He says, we can understand that there are a few areas of agreement between your campaign and the Free State Project. However, we believe that these small numbers of shared interests do not offset.
Wait. So he's been saying these Free Staters want a dystopian reality and they're monsters, but we all also know that you agree with them on some things.
Yeah.
It's like, well, is he a dystopian monster for wanting whatever the things overlap?
Good question. He says, however, we believe these small numbers of shared interests do not offset the damage that the Free State Project's broader agenda has done to our state. And, you know, I'm glad that not every Democrat agrees with this guy. Yeah, he's the party chairman or whatever. His name is Raymond Buckley here in New Hampshire. But there's plenty of Democrats that are willing to work with the Free Staters. Look, for instance, at our neighbor. We have a neighbor here who literally lives down the street, because that's what happens here in New Hampshire. you literally have state representatives who are
normal
in your physical...
people.
Yeah, they're, like, in your area. You will see them driving around and walking around and, you know, at the grocery store and things like that.
And that's because we're the most represented state. Like, Texas
right.
has the same amount, or I don't know how what the amount is, but say one...
No other state has anywhere near as many.
I'm just giving an example. Yeah. One state rep in Texas is going to represent, quote-unquote, 100,000 people-ish, mm-hmm. and here they represent about 3,000 people.
Correct. So the lady down the street, you know, she's a leftist. There's no doubt about that. She's a member of the Democratic Party. She's younger. And
we also agree with her on a lot of stuff.
And when it comes to the war on drugs, she's almost in full agreement with us. And so she posted something. I follow her on Twitter. She posted something about there's this bill that she's a sponsor of that would actually make it legal to have drug testing equipment in New Hampshire. And she'd asked for people to testify about that.
I reviewed it for the Liberty, wait, what's it called?
The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance?
New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, so that way it would go into the gold standard, so it would get passed out to the reps and they would be told, this is good for Liberty, vote for it.
Right, and I also spoke on it, not in person, because I couldn't make it due to my restrictions by the federal government, but I did sort of register a testimony online in favor of that thing, and she appreciated, you know, the fact that we did that. She didn't say... Don't apply if you're a free stater. We don't want to talk to you. We don't need your help. We don't need anything from you. I mean, that's the difference between this Democratic Party chairman, this Ray Buckley, and the actual Democrats who are in the, you know, the trenches that are trying to get things passed in Concord. The real Democrats, the ones that aren't these total party slaves, are willing to work together. And another example of this was the Defend the Guard bill, which we've discussed here on Free Talk Live. There's a few bills like it elsewhere in the country, and the idea is that the National Guard, the State Guard, or whatever it's called. I've heard this. Is there a difference between the State Guard and the National Guard?
I don't know.
But whichever guard it is that the federal government can, like, call up and send to die in a foreign land, the Defend the Guard bill says that guard shall not be called anywhere by the federal government outside of New Hampshire or whatever state without the express consent of the legislature. That's basically what the bill says. And there was, some testimony about this at the State House this week. There's video out of Jason Gerhard, who's a Free State Project participant, I believe. He's a state representative. He speaks in favor of it. And then a moment later, he's followed up by Jonah Wheeler, who is a Democrat, who also speaks in favor of it. And so, like, if these Democrats that were in the State House were of the same mindset as this Ray Buckley guy, they wouldn't be working together on things. And they are. So, like, that's the reality of trying to get things done, is you work together with the people where you agree with them, whether
yep.
they're Republican or they're Democrat. And this jackball at the Democratic Party has no understanding of what's actually happening. He's just acting like, all Democrats hate free staters. Well, if you really hate somebody, you're probably not working with them in any capacity, right? Like, you can't even stand being nearby them, let alone to actually sit down and work together. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join the show here. It is Free Talk Live.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden said Friday his administration has done the most for common sense gun regulation.
We established a strike force to crack down on gun trafficking across state lines, including guns brought up from Georgia, South Carolina, Washington, Philadelphia, New York. All told, we've taken more executive action to reduce gun violence than any of my predecessors, probably than all my predecessors.
He spoke at the University of Hartford in Connecticut 1 year since the Safer Communities Act became law. University of Colorado football coach Deion Sanders could lose his foot. In a video posted on YouTube this week, Sanders revealed he's still having pain and blood flow issues in his left foot and was told by university doctors that it may need to be amputated. And Toyota engineers are working on an electric car with a fake manual transmission. Engineers say it would just be for people who like shifting gears for fun. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. We've got time for you right now. You dial in at 603-283-6160. Ian and Bonnie here tonight. We're talking about the chairman of the Democratic Party of New Hampshire going off about the Free State Project. This isn't the first time, by the way. This is just the latest in a long series of authoritarians here in New Hampshire getting their panties in a wad because there's so many libertarians moving here. And if you want to get a real taste for this, just go to NBCBoston.com/Free State. Check out their Free State Project documentary series that they put together earlier this year. It actually has some interviews with people like this Buckley guy. And that's very, very interesting to see. It gives you a good feeling for how crazed some of the opposition are. And also shows you the, what you might call an unintentional compliments that these people give us all the time. Like this
guy. They're getting too powerful.
Right.
Basically what they're saying.
Yeah, saying that we've, quote, in this letter that he wrote, the chairman of the Democratic Party in New Hampshire wrote to Robert Kennedy trying to convince him to not attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival, not speak there next week. He said the Free Staters have a dark dystopian philosophy and their actions have, quote, already had a significant and negative impact on New Hampshire. He says the Free Staters have infiltrated and taken control in many cases of the Republican Party at all levels in New Hampshire. I mean, this is incredible, like, hello, we are having incredible success here in New Hampshire. And when I say we, I mean all people that have migrated here. Not everybody's moved here for the Free State Project, but a lot of them have. Some people just aren't joiners. Anyway, I want to wrap up this letter here, and then we'll get into your calls and thoughts. He says, as a candidate for the presidency and a figure who commands considerable public attention, your presence at Porkfest will be seen as an endorsement of the Free State Project and its radical goals. Your presence will lend legitimacy to an extremist movement that aggressively works against the interests of New Hampshire residents. We ask that you encourage your reconsider your decision to attend and speak at Porkfest. Instead, we invite you to engage with the people of New Hampshire through other venues and forums that better align with the Democratic Party's vision for a fair, inclusive, and prosperous society. We look forward to hearing your response. Now, one thing he doesn't do in this letter when he's saying why he shouldn't come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and that he should engage the people of New Hampshire through other venues. He doesn't offer him a better venue.
Mm.
He doesn't say, hey, we're going to have a big convention here in a month or two, and we want you to come talk to our 2,000 attendees or whatever. He has nothing to offer. It's just an attack. And that's because this RFK guy, and look, I got my critiques of him. I'm not a huge fan of this guy at all. He seems to be a border hawk.
If he decides not to go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival over this, it will be even more ridiculous and it will be a total cuck.
I don't think he's going to make that decision because he has responded to the letter. But, I got my critiques of him, but he is valuable for what he does, which is to provide a counter to the pro-vaccine narrative, right? Like, he's good on that particular issue, as I understand it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that he needs to be elected into a powerful office.
No,
like, why not just stick to writing books?
And that's probably what he's going to go back to if that's what he does. I think he's a lawyer or something like that.
No, I'm just saying, like, he wrote the book, The Real Anthony Fauci.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I just don't know that much about the guy. I know that he's a guy that believes in government.
And he wants
he's not a libertarian.
Put people in jail who are climate deniers.
Okay.
Climate change deniers, I meant to say.
So, yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of things for libertarians to disagree with him on, but he's a campaigning politician. He wants to reach people, and he wants to come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can't really blame the guy for that. He's trying to find as an audience wherever he can find an audience because people like this Buckley, this chairman of the Democrats here in New Hampshire, they don't want to give this guy an audience. They're trying to keep him out of Democratic events. They're trying to keep him out of being able to reach the people that he's saying that he thinks he should reach.
If the Democrats did have a big convention like Porkfest, which they don't in New Hampshire, then I agree. I don't think that RFK Jr. would get invited to go.
I think you're absolutely right about that. And he says this. This is what Robert Kennedy Jr. responded. This is his post on Twitter that he responded directly to the New Hampshire Democratic Party when they posted this earlier today. He says this, quote, "The Democratic Party bosses who promote censorship, who have stripped New Hampshire of its rightful first-in-the-nation primary status, who have shut down debate."
Why is it rightful?
I don't know.
Who cares? That's stupid.
Who refuse to campaign in New Hampshire are in no position to tell me who to talk to. I'm going to speak at Porkfest because I believe in freedom, unity, healing the divide, and truth. Hashtag live free or die, and then he gives his campaign website.
It's so hard to believe someone, not even hard to believe, it's so ridiculous to hear from someone who says that they believe in truth, and at the same time they want to put climate change deniers in jail.
Mm, yeah, well, he obviously doesn't believe in freedom either,
take that
right?
Extremely seriously. Basically, if I serve a god at all, it's truth. If I don't even, I think that everything I do is for the force that is truth herself, and just someone saying something like that, it annoys me so bad. I'm obviously happy that he's not saying, oh yeah, you're right, and caving to the Democrats because that would make him a cuck, but also, I mean, he kind of sucks anyway, so I really don't,
I'd rather
not go. Of course
he sucks. He's a national politician. I mean, he sucks. Vivek Ramaswamy sucks.
Yeah, he sucks.
And so do the rest of the people that are going to be
I'd rather they all actually,
there.
If I'm being totally honest, I would rather they all get bullied by the Republicans and Democrats and then say like, oh no, I can't go, and not go, and then we wouldn't have him there. But it does make him less of a cuck.
This has, the one thing I can say about this is it has resulted in some positive publicity for the Free State Project, for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. This is yet another example of how impactful the libertarians are here in New Hampshire, where anywhere else the chairman of the Democratic Party of your state isn't talking about the libertarians. That's just not happening. There's no reason to talk about libertarians anywhere else. They're completely meaningless. So it's proof that the concentration strategy is working. However, you didn't need to have him on the main stage at Porkfest to accomplish this. You could have, because that's what some people are saying. Oh, see? Well, this is a good thing we got this out of there.
I don't really like that idea either.
If they had had him anywhere else in the campground, and I don't just mean him, I mean the VEC and all the rest of these national politicians. If these national politicians had been on any other site in the campgrounds, one of these private, quote-unquote, hubs, where it's not the Free State Project organizing the content.
First of all, people would be a lot less upset about the gun-free zone.
Correct.
Because nobody would be mad
about it. There would be no controversy there, virtually no controversy about that. And he would still be, quote, speaking at Porkfest. So the Democrats would still be just as angry about that. They don't care that he's going to be on the main stage. They probably even know.
Yeah, they probably don't even know the difference.
You know, what stage he's going to be at. Anyway, let's go to the phones here. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Constance, the other organizer of Porkfest.
Oh, hey, Constance. We heard a few things about you tonight from some people, talking about people being banned from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, ostensibly without being told why. So I guess maybe that's why you're calling?
Actually, you know, I'm not the one that has banned them, but I was the one telling them that they were banned.
That's a tough role to have.
Well, it is the role that I signed up for, and I do believe in property rights. So, I don't think that anybody has presented an accurate description of what they've been told or why they were banned. So, I would just like to clarify that, you know, as a matter of fact, I went back and looked at the attendee chat of Telegram and actually warned Frank that if he continued with this type of language that he was using in that chat, he would not be welcome back to Porkfest the following year. So.
What type of language? I wasn't there. I wasn't in the chat room. I'm really interested to know, because if it's something like threats, I mean, it's really important to know.
Yeah, that was basically it. Like the discussion was whether the grass skirt person was being sexual towards children, and I obviously don't think that's the case. Dennis investigated it. Dennis knows the person who was wearing the grass skirt,
right?
And anybody who defended him was then called names by other attendees, and so basically the bannings happened to protect the attendees, like. From being yelled at or threatened.
So you're saying Frank actually did issue a threat against somebody a year ago?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, see, I completely support you guys banning him for that. And I actually really like Frank as a person, but the idea that he can just threaten someone and say he doesn't remember it and then not understand why he's banned is...
He does have brain damage,
doesn't make sense
apparently.
To me. But I do have to ask, what's the difference between him and Maj Touré then?
Well, the difference is that when Maj was asked about it by an organizer, instead of calling the organizer's names and getting escalated, Maj had a conversation with Dennis and explained his position. And I know you asked Dennis when he was on to give you a succinct answer, and that's not possible, and I wasn't part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't speak to it myself. But that is the difference. And the same with Rochelle Kelly. She's now saying that you know, she's banned because her story keeps changing.
Mm-hmm.
But she's saying that she was basically, Frank said earlier, like I read the screenshot, she posted it a while ago. Dennis was saying that if you went back into the attendee chat, you can't behave like you were behaving, because this is a place where I'm going to protect the other people. So if you want to come back in and discuss this calmly, you're welcome. And she's reading that as him, controlling her right to speak. And it's not her right to speak. It's her right to speak unkindly to people.
So she was only banned from the chat room. Is she banned from Porkfest?
She is banned from Porkfest because of her reaction to being banned from the chat room. And from her, from what I understand, again, like I said, I didn't do the actual banning.
Right.
From what I understand, it's because she continued to bring up an issue after the fact. And what she posted today is completely revisionist from what she was saying a year ago.
Hmm.
So, and then saying that we don't deal with the problems, which we do deal with problems the best we can as an, I mean,
it's really weird because
it's a large lot of libertarians. It's not exactly the easiest job
sure,
in the world.
No doubt.
So it's really weird, though, because the problem with her child, everyone I've heard about it from, I wasn't there, said that it was resolved quickly and efficiently. The guy got chased by a pork ranger and maybe several other people and physically removed from the porks. Like, what else does she expect from Porkfest? Honestly, I don't know. But I have one more question about this before we run out of time. Does this mean that someone like Mikey, someone like Rochelle and Footloose, does this mean that they're not allowed at Porkfest at the pavilion, or does it mean that they're not allowed to have a camping spot at Rogers Campground during the time frame of Porkfest?
It means they're not allowed on Rogers Campground during the time of Porkfest.
Wow.
We have an agreement with Crosby, the owner of Rogers Campground, that the only sites that will be rented during the week of Porkfest, other than the seasonals, which are pre-existing contracts, will go to Porkfest attendees. Mm. So obviously, if they are banned from Porkfest, they are not allowed on site.
Is that new this year? Was that in effect previous years, the last couple years?
Yeah, I mean,
gotcha.
You yourself were banned at one point.
I was.
And I know in 2020 you were there on the campground, but that year we were only controlling the field. We were not controlling the campground. But
there were some time recently where the Porcupine Freedom Festival didn't have that agreement in place, but now it is in place. You're saying
the only year that it wasn't in place was 2020, and that's only because we didn't even know if we could have the festival.
Right.
So we were trying to plan and make it as COVID restriction friendly as possible and still go ahead.
I had been back on the campground for, I think, a couple of years prior to that, because what we ended up finding out, it was actually the Roger and his wife, Roger Paxton, they had done the research.
And Jessica.
Yeah, they had done the research into the Free State Projects. I guess they have, you know, their notes or whatever, their note from the meetings of the board, and they learned that the ban was actually only in effect for a year, apparently. And that, no one ever told me that at the time, but that apparently was what the decision of the board was. So I was only banned for a year, and so I guess that does beg the question of, is there a path back for these individuals who are being banned this year? Are they banned permanently, or is there going to be, you know, a loosening of this for them?
I think there's always a path back.
Okay, good.
And I'm next year's producer, so...
Okay, good luck.
thank you. So, Mikey, I've been encouraging him the whole time to have a conversation with Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they talked on your show very reasonably. I was hoping they'd be able to work it out, but Mikey's next in-person encounter with Dennis, he started off by calling Dennis a dictator and kind of really killed Dennis's desire to have a conversation with him.
Right.
So,
well, I gotta say, I really do disagree that it's any different with Maj Torre than Footloose, because no matter what he said to Dennis privately, he then went on Twitter again and reaffirmed his threat. So I'm really happy that you called in and that you're being so forthcoming and explaining everything to us.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis didn't think that he should do anything like that. He didn't want to give any reasoning for any of his own actions. So I really appreciate you being transparent about it and everything. But it's not my pork fest or anything. I just want to register that I don't really understand why a libertarian would allow someone who's threatened violence at Pork Fest to come to Pork Fest. And I don't think it's any different because he maybe told Dennis what he wanted to hear behind the scenes and won't come publicly and say whatever he said back then to the public. And then went to Twitter and said, by the way...
He doubled down.
Doubled down.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I don't have a strong argument on that myself.
Fair enough.
I don't know much about him. And
I know it's not your call.
Real estate,
yep.
Yeah, it's not, but it's my real estate team that originally sponsored him. So, you know, it's kind of, I'm very personally, I don't represent the team when I say this, I'm very personally kind of not a fan.
Mm.
I have no interest in chasing people that express their gender differently than, you know, calling them out. I'm 5'10". I could dress up as Tammy Faye Baker. Would he, like, want to beat me up for reading a book to my kid
if I
looked like a drag queen? You know, like I'm not a fan of those.
Just to be clear, your company had sponsored, as I understand the story, you guys sponsored Maj before he made these statements.
Right.
That was already a done deal when he came out with these statements.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we made a donation to his foundation. We didn't pay for his travel or accommodations.
Okay.
It was just, and I do support, like, providing firearms to people that need them and training. So I was happy to do that. That's really all I knew about him when we made the donation.
All right. You guys have a lot of work ahead of you here, Constance. As I understand it, you are the person who's going to be running things over at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's a lot that's going on next week. I mean, this controversy over the RFK thing blowing up into major positive publicity for the Free State Project. And, of course, hopefully some media will show up at the event and we'll get even more free media out of it, which, of course, is just, you know, worth a lot of money. So kudos to things as far as how they've gone so far. I mean, everybody's got their critiques. There's always critiques. You can't make everybody happy.
Sure.
But I think for the most part, the event is excellent and people should attend regardless of their opinions regarding, you know, what the official organizers are doing.
If you have another minute, I would actually like to, because I did listen in when Dennis was there, and I would like to say to Bonnie, who's very upset about RFK coming, I found out about the Free State Project and Free Talk Live when Sarah Palin was nominated to run for vice president. Total authoritarian, but that just happened. I just happened to be from Alaska. So people started talking about politics in Alaska. So I'm hoping that there are libertarians stuck out in the Democrat world, you know, all their friends are Democrats, that will hear about RFK, hear about us, and we will attract the right kind of movers.
How did you, I'm just curious, Sarah Palin, how did the Free State Project get come up with regard to her? I don't think she ever spoke at the Free State Project
events. No. So it wasn't the Free State Project itself. It was, I didn't even know what a libertarian was. I was raised Jehovah's Witness. We didn't do politics.
Mm-hmm.
I'd left years before, but when people started talking about politics, I wasn't paying attention. I was raising small children, and I had a lot of crunchy friends online who were very much liberals,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't a liberal. I was probably more conservative just because of my upbringing, and so I didn't really fit into anything. But because people started making fun of Alaskan women, I started listening, and I was like, wait, this makes no sense. The government has messed up our food supply, and people want the government to fix our food supply. So because at that moment I was finding out that my kids couldn't have gluten,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to fix my family's health. So it all kind of worked together. But, you know, it's not about promoting RFK. It's about finding the people that are going to move here and make New Hampshire better.
So take me a little deeper here. So Sarah Palin enters the race. Somehow that alerts you to politics.
Yeah, because she...
How did you become a libertarian from that point? And how did you find the Free State Project?
So the mom group that I was a part of, a couple of the moms said, well, I'm a libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what a libertarian was, so I typed in libertarian podcast to listen while I was trying to learn how to recook food. I was, you know, the kind of mom would bake my own bread from scratch,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden I can't. So I, you know what comes up when you search for libertarian podcast?
Once upon a time, it was Free Talk Live. I don't know if that's still true today because there's so many libertarian podcasts, but this was, you know, 15 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I started listening to your show and Complete Liberty and Stephanie Murphy show at the time and came to Porkfest in 2013. And
oh, wow. Great.
Well, the main thing I didn't
on
that show, since you brought it up about me not liking the RFK thing, was Dennis, I didn't actually register much complaint about it until Dennis said, and then said that he didn't say that the people on the stage represent the Free State Project, and that, or not the Free State Project, but the Free State Movement. And that really offended me, because I said at the time, I don't think that's the exact problem, Dennis. I don't want to be represented by this person. And I'm not saying that, I have never really come out really hard, like, saying that he shouldn't be invited at all. I think I would have to agree with Ian. I don't really see the point of him being at the pavilion, if anything. But I don't know. I just don't think it's going to... Honestly, I'm very doubtful that him speaking at libertarian events is going to draw people into libertarian events instead of, like, do the opposite. It's going to give people more information about a Democrat and what the Democrat says, and there will be a video of a Democrat talking. But, that's a very nice story and everything. I don't think it's really apples and oranges. And the main thing I was complaining about to Dennis was that he did claim that it represents the movement, and I really don't like that. I don't want to be represented by Vivek Ramaswamy, not even a little bit, not at all. But I know that's not true, in fact, that I'm represented by those people. I know I only represent myself, but I didn't like that statement of his, and I know that lots of people think that way.
Sure, yeah. And I haven't even begun to think about what the pavilion will offer next year.
All right.
We have to get through this pork fest.
Yep, you've got a lot ahead of you, including, I'm sure, hearing about all kinds of other complaints from people about the things that they don't like. So good on you, Constance, for being willing to step up and take what is a, I'm sure, not entirely thankless role. I'm sure you do get some kudos, and I will thank you in advance for the hard work that you do next week if we don't see one when we come up, because we're restricted on when we can be there by the federal government. But we will come up at some point.
Yes, and I'd like to thank you for calling in and being so open.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Have
Thanks,
a great
Constance.
Night.
And again, porkfest.com. I presume tickets are still available. She might have hung up already. I'm pretty sure they're still available. I've seen posts about that. porkfest.com. That is where you can go to grab those tickets. They may stop selling them online at some point. You know, might be Sunday or whatever. Might be sometime this weekend. Where you may not be able to purchase them in advance, and you may just have to show up and buy them. And, of course, getting a place to stay at this point is going to be a challenge, but I believe they have some like chat rooms on Telegram and such where you can join and you can connect with existing attendees who may have some spots open on their campsites. So where there's a will, there is a way to get yourself a place at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Right now, it's Fork Fest at the campground at Rogers Campground. Forkfest.party.
I got
going
it in my
through
cart.
The weekend.
They're available.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.